Summer. It's within our grasp now, people. And when you think about all the things you love about summer, perhaps you forget that sometimes you can pull into a deserted bay. You've got all to yourself, and you get your sammy out, and you sit down the beach, and suddenly you get covered in sand flies. Well, a new app has been created that will help you identify a sandfly hotspot before you get there and perhaps choose a different beach, or at least make sure you're prepared. Finian Anderson is the person behind it, and he joins me now from Cromwell. Hi, Finian.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Tell me this story. Where did it all begin?
It all began about 2 years ago when I was walking the Milford track. Got to the end, and anyone that's done that track will know that there's absolute sandfly hell at the end. And I was absolutely eaten alive. Absolutely eaten alive. And my ankles actually swelled up so bad that I couldn't get my boots back on anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a problem, and I decided that I didn't want to experience that ever again. And so I thought, well, okay, there must be something to be done about this. And I'm a software engineer, so naturally, being a nerd, I figured there was probably a nerdy solution. So I got out my laptop and started coding, basically, and within a couple of months had an app ready to go on the App Store. And So that's where it all started, really.
How does it work?
So anyone can download the app, whether you've got iPhone or Android, doesn't matter. You can download the app, and then you can report sandflies around New Zealand. It is not limited to New Zealand, can be the world, but primarily focused on New Zealand. And it works fully offline, so if you're in the bush, you can report them, and then they will show up when you get back online. And there's a nice little heat map and stuff, so you can see at a glance where stuff, where the hotspots are, really.
I mean, you'll know if they're there or not when you arrive, right?
You will, but you might not be prepared. So you might show up and you haven't got your repellent with you. So if you have a cheeky little look before you go, then you can stock up on the repellent before you head into the bush.
Great. Is it working as you anticipated it would at this stage?
Yeah, it is. So originally launched a couple of years ago, and then due to COVID and stuff, there was a real drop in usage, and obviously not many people traveling around and going to different places and stuff. But it's starting to pick back up now. So we've had a few reports over the last couple of weeks and stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely tracking upwards again, which is really exciting.
How many different spots have you got marked on the map?
There's about 250 on there now.
Oh. And do they change much? Do you have, like, a bad summer in one spot and then the next summer it's the next bay round?
We don't really have enough data to compare yet, but from what I can understand, yes, it does. It's very seasonal and also weather-based. So sandflies don't like wind and rain, but they do like calm days and muggy days, and will be near any kind of stagnant water. So depending on the season, obviously where that water is can change a little bit, but there are definitely hot spots where it's particularly bad. So the west coast of New Zealand is renowned for it, obviously, but also Maystown over near here in central Otago has been really bad as well.
So do you have any plans in the app to cater for things like weather or seasonal fluctuations or changing conditions?
Yeah, so as we gather more data, as people log more reports on there, we will start adding some nice little features where you can see kind of as a breakdown where they change and how they change over seasons, and maybe add some weather and stuff in there as well, and make a really nice UI out of it, so it's a pleasure to use.
And I guess you're relying on people who have the app to let you know when they come across a swarm of sandflies.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. We should give a plug for Okurito Sandfly Repellent because they got in touch with the story. Good Kiwi success story. You've got I think they're a family friend of yours, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. They're good family friends of ours, and they've got a repellent business based out of Okurito on the West Coast. And no word of a lie, it's the only repellent that I've used that actually works. So, yeah, really keen to support those guys.
Beautiful. Nice to talk to you. Thanks very much, Finian.
Thanks, Jesse.
Finian Anderson invented the Sandfly app. We've got a link to it on our website, but it's pretty easy. Sandfly.app.